fans that, that kind of keep you going as well. I would have thought Nate Taylor, Mr. ESPN, would have a nicer phone by now and everything.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Yeah.
You know, it, I blame the connection via Missouri Western State, honestly. You know, I'm outside, so that could be, I thought, hey, being outside would be a little bit easier. And I get to walk a little bit. But no, like, today was kind of eerie, ominous in some ways. Thankfully, no one got hurt, because I'm always worried about, like, practices that are not open to the public during training camp. Like, there's always that, like, that grim reaper right around the corner, and you're just like, please, nobody get hurt. So thankfully, today was relatively smooth, but it is weird to come up here and to not hear a single thing. Like, in a weird way, you can hear the players more today, but please, guys, we need thousands. We need a sell-out crowd for Sunday's practice that will include the first pads, the first real contact, the actual, like, football is right around the corner signal of guys hitting pads and, you know, playing a more traditional style of football, you know, as we get this thing really going. I feel like training camp really starts on Sunday.
Is that going to be bigger for anyone other than Joshua Simmons, who looks like he's probably already, Josh Simmons looks like he's already probably won the job and looks like a physical freak when people aren't in pads? But if it just translates to we're in pads and his knee doesn't bother them, then he's just going to have that locked down and we move forward, right?
I don't know if it'll be that easy, but think about this, guys. He's done pretty well, though. They did some one-on-ones today, and he kind of got taught some lessons by George Karloftis. So you're like, hey, that's why we do this, young fellow. That's why we do one-on-one drills before we get to the pads. Now, the question I have is not about Sunday. My question for Josh Simmons is, how does he hold up Monday and especially Tuesday if Andy Reid, per his choice, wants to go three straight days in pads? And that has happened in recent years where Andy just says, yeah, we're going to get you real sore, real beat up, and we're going to see if you can handle sort of the mental burden, the physical burden, the fact that it's hot outside, that you hate your teammate by now. That's kind of by design. So how he does on Monday and Tuesday, if they are in pads, really will tell, I believe, the story of Josh Simmons and how far he's really come in terms of not just making this a competition now, but, hey, maybe having, a nice sizable lead before we get to, like, the preseason games, right? So, again, you're not going to see Juwan Taylor for the next week or so. That's totally fine. It's actually really nice of him, as I've said before. But I think the other player you have to look for, and we did chat with him today, is Omar Norman Lott, who is no gruff, all business, has some dry humor to him. I'm already in love because they've really pushed him into the rotation with the starters. And it's like, hey, man, if you could just challenge Creed Humphrey, if you can just challenge, you know, Trey Smith, the best, two of the best interior, you know, offensive linemen in the league, then, yeah, it shows that you're on a nice little track, too, to maybe have a more sizable impact than we could have anticipated when they drafted him. So the fact that they've let Mike Pinnell just, you know, hey, Mike Pinnell's done this for a decade. I don't need to see him this mm-hmm. entire month. What I need to see is Omar Norman Lott really demonstrate just how quick, how powerful, some of the pass rushing moves he's starting to develop now, and the fact that, hey, this is the one player I think so far that Steve Spagnuolo says, okay, like, I want to see what we got, and you might play sooner than I'm normally playing rookie defensive tackles at this point in my career, how I run, you know, my system.
We're talking to Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider, of course, also over at ESPN up in St. Joe, another practice in the books. And as he said, pads on Sunday, so maybe this is not a question you have an answer to until after that. But today, backfield wise, I saw some reports that it looked like Elijah Mitchell got reps over Kareem Hunt. How do you see that battle? That seems like the running back battle, if there is one.
Yeah, I mean, I still think Kareem has the advantage. It felt like today was, hey, Kareem got a lot of work yesterday. Now it's your turn. It just so happens you are going to talk to reporters today, so we might as well see what you got. So I think there's a little bit of that. Here's what bothers me. I don't know if the Chiefs are going to use a fullback this year, and that's interesting because who we didn't really see is Carson Steele. And I don't know what that means if Elijah Mitchell, you know, has a smooth, you know, introduction into the Chiefs offense. When it comes to the preseason game, which is faster than you think, ladies and gentlemen, I do think they're probably going to give more snaps to Elijah Mitchell because they understand they have to manage Kareem Hunt's body, even though Kareem Hunt is more prepared to play football this year, given the fact that he's not coming off a surgery in the offseason and he's had a full training camp, a full offseason, you know, back with the team. So I still think it's Pacheco, Hunt, then you get to, like, Elijah Mitchell. Obviously, you drafted Mr. Smith in the seventh round. But I don't know what's going to happen with Carson Steele because he's kind of been the forgotten man this first week before we put the pads on. Maybe he reappears, but I still think that depth chart is pretty rock solid right now from a running back standpoint. And the question then becomes, and I know you guys were talking about this earlier, hey, do you keep three, do you keep four just to give yourself better protection with the injury? Obviously, Rashee Rice will be expected to be suspended after his legal situation has been mostly resolved in Dallas. So, okay, if you're keeping four running backs, does that involve Carson Steele, or does Carson Steele maybe you try to retain him back to the practice squad?
Looking at the rest of the roster, I am curious, since we'll talk about Patrick Mahomes here in just a second. We announced Camp Island yesterday. We did our first official elimination. Jaquarius Spivey unfortunately didn't make it. Nate, because we don't do eliminations when we're not at camp, elimination on Monday.
Ooh.
Who do you think's at risk? Breshard Smith, Jared Wiley, Elijah Mitchell still on my team. Thornton, Brinning, Stuhl, and Omar Norman Lott on Drew's. And then Gold still has Jalen Royals and Noel Williams.
Ooh, this is all very good.
It's going to be a tough double elimination on Monday, I'm going to say.
Could be a tough double elimination. Now, look, Jared Wiley's coming off an ACO. He is not expected to just blow our minds like he did last year. So I think by default, he kind of is on the bottom end of the list, but that doesn't mean he's not doing well. It's impressive that he's even out here running routes, catching the ball. Thankfully, his knee looks to be, you know, pretty strong. Obviously, I'm falling in love with Omar Norman Lott. I think the biggest winner so far, if you were to give this person immunity for Monday or Tuesday, that would be Tyquan Thornton. It's a wrap, guys. Healthy, he keeps playing the way he's been playing at practice. He is on the roster. He is a legitimate outside receiver. He is, and I've asked, you know, I think they add Tyquan Thornton to the roster in, like, December. You know, he's not going to play. But the whole point was, like, can you be better than Justin Watson? Or can you be a different version of Justin Watson from what we've seen over the last couple of years? Well, through the first week of camp, he's proven it. I don't need to see any more outside of just, hey, let's see it in the past. Let's see it in the preseason game. You're a veteran receiver. Mahomes, I think, really, really likes him. So I think you give him the immunity. Norman Ormelot, safe. Jalen Royals, safe. Elijah Mitchell, safe. Who was on your list again, Cody? Who's on your team?
So Breshard Smith, Jared Wiley, who we already mentioned, is at risk. And then I thought Noel Williams, just because Spag said that, you know, it was working a little fast for him. But then he ran with the ones today. So,
Spags is all giggles at this point. Nothing matters to him. It's so funny. Like, it's so funny. And I want to make this clear. Like, Steve Spagnuolo, one of the greatest defensive coordinators of all time, just throwing things at the wall, just having fun, just playing giggles. Like, huh, they ran a blitz today, and I can't really describe it for, you know, security reasons of my own life. And
yeah, Harbaugh listens to our show, so does Sean Payton, and so does Pete Carroll.
Yeah. They ran a blitz today where I was just like, I mean, I guess we'll see that in week 13, but, like, come on, coach, what is that? And Patrick had to throw the ball away. So, you know, it's fun. They're, you know, hey, we're throwing some people into the mix. Hey, Christian, why don't you just play edge for the next hour? You know, just because you can. Just because we might as well do it. Hey, give Jalen Moore a look at DN. So it's just this whole month for Steve Spagnuolo is, that looks interesting. Hey, I might want to save that for October 15th. Let me write that down. I think for Noel Williams, it's fine. I'm not worried about him. You know, the big guy that you would circle in the secondary is Jaden Hicks, and I imagine Jaden Hicks will try to murder someone on Sunday. And they're going to have to remind him, hey, man, that's your teammate. That's your teammate. Please don't send him to the training tent. So I'm okay with Noel Williams, but I do think I would say Jared Wiley just – He's not getting a ton of reps, and that's fine. And all these other guys are, you know, not coming off an ACL. injury.
If he makes a great catch, don't forget, if the Chiefs send out a social media video with your name in it, you are immune from elimination that day. Might not save him forever, Nate, but it could save him for a little bit. I do want to ask you about Felix Anudike-Uzomah, partially because the text line was accusing Drew of giving up on K-State and saying he's not welcome in Manhattan. It said, I'm also not welcome in Manhattan because of my constant criticism of Felix Anudike-Uzomah. I've heard you mention a lot of different defensive linemen. I have not heard you mention FAU. Where are they in his development, or is that not part of the conversation anymore versus rotational defensive linemen who will get his snaps, but that's it?
He's on the team, guys. He's on the roster. You can put it in pen, but I ain't got no notes, guys. I'm sorry. There's just so much through these first 4 days. His name ain't really came up, dog. I'm sorry. Hey, I will be obviously giving you great detail on Sunday and Monday because those are the first 2 days in pads. We'll see if Andy is a psychopath and gives them pads for their third day. Hey, man, I got more notes on Jerry Tillery and Ashton Gelati. And, ooh, look at Charles Omenihue. That's right. I've never seen him in this setting for training camp because he's always either been coming off of an injury. Ooh, okay. Obviously, falling in love with Omar Norman Lott. Who? Felix? Yeah, I give. You know what? I'll give you a note on Felix next week, but right, I have notes on Felix this week.
Cody,
that's not
will
a bad
be,
thing. That's not a bad thing. It's just
he's just there.
I'm waiting for the text line to say Nate's not welcome in Manhattan either. Now.
Oh well, hey guys, I don't go to Manhattan.
Dang.
Careful. Hey, look. I live in Kansas. I'm doing just fine. Obviously, go Central Missouri Mules and Jennies. Obviously, that's the alma mater. Shout out to them. I can go to Warrensburg. Why would I want to go to Manhattan? I want to go to
you said it, not me. You said it, not me. That's Nate Taylor.
Hey, Manhattan. It's fine. Here's the problem, guys. I didn't do this. This happened on its own, okay? I don't need to go to Manhattan because I'm trying to convince my child who has chosen to be a Kansas Jayhawk. Hey, bud, when you get older, it's less than an hour away from home. And you know what's not less than an hour from home if you go to college? Manhattan, Kansas.
You're trying to keep your kid close.
Yeah, man. Any parent who's going through this, it's crazy. We're more than halfway there. He's almost 10, guys. And
you're five years away from a permit.
Hey, man, look, they got it. They're building a new stadium over there. I think, Bill Self will be fine. I think the team's going to be really good this year. Yeah, I'll take you to Allen Fieldhouse. And you know what? Look at how cool this place is. And culture, diversity, coolness. Like, we don't need to go to Manhattan. We just
damn.
Don't. I'm sorry.
He's trying to keep his game close, man.
Nate Taylor from ESPN. We appreciate it.
Do you want to go see it? You want to go to Central Missouri? We can go to Central Missouri. Hey, you know what? This is where mom and dad were back in the day. And you know what? That's closer than Manhattan.
He could take class with me at UMKC, Nate. He could be real close.
Hey, you know what? You can just stay in the city. You can just do that,
Take the streetcar.
Hey, they got a lot of good programs, Hey, you can just, just either he's got to stay close or he's got to freaking go to, the University of Minnesota. One of the two. But what we not going to do is probably go to Manhattan. If I had any say in it.
Nate Taylor. From
you're
ESPN.
Fine, I took the.
Yeah, you did.
You took the air for you. Drew Edison now.
You took a flamethrower to Manhattan is what you did. Nate Taylor is going to join us throughout camp throughout the season. Obviously, our Chiefs insider.
I got nothing against Manhattan.
Look,